My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Where are you in your life right now? How much of your life was pre-patterned by your childhood experience, your relationship with your parents and family, and how your young mind, heart, and soul were shaped by that relationship? Was there joy and security, or was there pain, fear, and uncertainty? Are you re-experiencing those patterns in your adult relationships, and are they positive, loving, and affirming? Or are they something else? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Lily Sanders, grew up in a domestically violent home and used ballet class as her sanctuary. That became a springboard to a successful career as a dancer, TV and film actress, Broadway performer, and later successful multiple franchise owner. But domestic abuse followed her long into adulthood, risking her life and that of her son until she took the steps to learn to love herself unconditionally and connect with the source power of love. Today, she's a highly successful coach in New York, helping women live fully empowered and happy lives. She joins us to discuss her experiences and her book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. Please welcome Lily Sanders. Good evening, Lily.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Victor. Great to be here.
And thank you so much for joining us, because I think your story is a story that needs to be shared. There's so many who need to hear your message.
Thank you.
Now, in your book, you shared about laying on the floor as a little girl by the record player and listening to Paul Tripp's recording of Cinderella. And that brought back amazing memories for me of Paul Tripp. Those of us who grew up in the 50s and 60s, especially in the New York area, remember Paul as the host of many wonderful children's programs. And I must say that brought some fond tears to my eyes. But your listening to this recording was more of an escape for you. You had a very difficult childhood, as many of us did. Your mom was depressed. Your dad was abusive, and you and your three siblings had a very difficult time standing by watching helplessly as your parents fumbled through. How did that shape your life?
Yes, yes. Well, that shaped my life in probably one way, was not just looking for an outlet, but it really triggered me to do a self-inquiry. Even at a very young age, I felt that I was always searching. There was something that I needed to connect with. And, almost 10 decades later, that connection was with myself, with self-love. And what I learned was, fast forward in a huge nutshell, was that it really doesn't matter what your life situation is. You can always come back home. And when I speak of home and throughout Truth to Triumph, I speak of love. I speak of coming back to oneness. And even as a child, I feel that can be very inspiring, because no matter what is going on in your life, it's not your life. You are life. And so it was a long road before I got that, which is why I really wanted to write Truth to Triumph.
Tell us a little bit about those experiences as a kid. What was it like living in your home?
So, okay, you talk about Paul Tripp. Yes, that was, I love that you resonated with that, because that was very common. You know, we didn't have technology today and these little games and toys and everything in the hand. It was literally putting on these big LPs and listening. I used to listen in the record player was right next to my mom and dad's bed, and I used to lie there on the hard, wood floor and just listen, to the same. Cinderella was my favorite, and there were many fables. I had a few of them, but Cinderella was my favorite, and I used to listen to it all the time. I could hear his voice in my head all the time. Hello, this is Paul Tripp. And I used to get lost in it. You know, I take my pen and just kind of, write and do little twirlies around on the jacket of the album. And that was my peaceful time. That was my quiet time. And that was, when dad was at work And my mom was always, I don't know, in the kitchen and doing, you know, whatever around the house, cleaning, whatever. That was my quiet time. And I also did escape. It's interesting that you say it was my escape, because I did go into that world of fairy tale, if you will. But it really wound up being a blessing, because I learned the fable of all fables, you know, today, which is really about self-love. And, you know, there are no happy memories. I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I'm just being transparent. I'm being painfully honest. I had no happy memories. Not really. I had any kind of happy memories that I have growing up was maybe when my, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins would come over, and, you know, I would kind of line up my brothers and sisters, and we would put on performances, you know, and I would use the roll, you know, the paper roll that when the toilet paper is finished and there's that round cylinder, I used to use that as my microphone. And I always, my aunts and uncles, they said, you know, when I began performing in my 20s, they still followed me no matter what stage I was on in New York. They came and they said, we knew you were going to do this. You used to, you know, talk on that microphone, on that fake microphone. You know, it was in me. It was my passion. I always wanted to, you know, present things that made people happy. And today I present things that make people, you know, let go of those unhappy stories and be happy in the now.
Now, it was a fantasy for many of us growing up in the 50s and 60s, and kids today probably can't identify with this, to run away and join the circus. You actually did that. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I got teased a lot about that. People would say, oh, she ran away and joined the circus. Actually, it was a dance audition, Victor. So what happened was I was on a roll. I was really on a roll on my path toward, you know, what I felt was my purpose at the time, because it was my passion, which was dancing. And my first really big audition that I won, hands down, and I knew I was going to win, because I have, you know, we all have that intuition, people like you and I, and even some of you, you know, a lot of your listeners. So that was with Ed McMahon on Star Search. And you remember that show, of course.
Absolutely, sure.
And I was on my way. I was in Hollywood. I was dancing on stage. I was competing. I was just, it was just the breath of life for me. That was just a great time of my life. Came back from Hollywood, and I, you know, continued on. I was on an auditioning role, basically, and I was getting called back for everything. In fact, Star Search wasn't a callback. It was like, okay, you have the, you know, you've got the part. Now, Ringling Brothers was another audition. Again, I didn't get a callback. They said, you know, you've got the part, and we're going to send you a contract. We're going to need you to sign it. Mail it back, because those days we didn't have email technology and e-signing. Everything was by snail mail. And then they sent me tickets in the mail for my flight to, I believe it was it was Venice or Sarasota, California.
Sarasota, Florida, yeah.
Florida, where, right. Yeah, where the headquarters were. And people were like, and it was an audition to as a showgirl dancer with Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, you know, the circus, you know, the three ring circus. And so that's what happened. And I wound up, you know, they said pack four seasons of clothing into one bag. So I thought, okay, I packed four seasons of clothing into one bag. I get onto I arrived there very sick, which that story is in Truth to Triumph. It's in my book. And fast forward, there I was in this 3x6. When I say 3x6, 3-foot by 6-foot room. That was my room, folks. That was what I lived in a train car for 12 months as I traveled 59 cities in within the 12 months. It was crazy.
Not for claustrophobic people, right?
Well, the good news is I had a lovely window. And I suppose that this is when you really learn to have gratitude for everything. Because I thought, well, I've got this, you know, fabulous traveling job as a showgirl. You know, every single costume on me was worth thousands of dollars, not including the headset, thousands of dollars. Everything was tailored to me. And the bottom line is, you know, at first I thought, well, this is not the army I signed up for. But it wound up being one of the most interesting and times of my life. And I learned so much about different cultures, and I learned a lot about me.
What other life lessons did you learn about the circus? What did it teach you?
It taught me resilience. It taught me how to really hold on to my stamina, no matter what my environment was. And it also taught me, well, I have to tell you this, but it's funny. No one asked me this question before, so I love that you're asking me this. So this is right off, you know, this is right out of my heart in the moment. It taught me the difference between loneliness and being alone. Mm-hmm. And it really taught me how to be happy in my alone time.
That self-awareness that you can be happy and not having other people or other things present, that's something that a lot of us have to learn, isn't it?
Yes, yes. You know, look, I was not that child that went to school and lived in a dorm with a whole, you know, bunch of girls. And here I was at 23 in this train car with 21 showgirls. I was number 13. My room was number 13. my costumes were number 13. The bottom of my, you know, beautiful character shoes was all said number 13. I'm like, I was a number.
And 13 turned out to be your lucky number. We're talking with Lily Sanders. She's talking about her book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. And we'll be back with more of Lily in this fascinating conversation after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hello, it's me. The designer jeans in your closet? The back of your closet? What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening, Lily Sanders, her book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. So we talked about your rough childhood, your experiences that you learned when you were in the circus. It's not uncommon for people who grow up in abusive homes to somehow recreate that trauma in their adult relationships. And you write that you repeatedly aligned yourself with damaged men. How did these relationships mirror your childhood?
Okay, so good question. What happened was, I didn't, I actually didn't repeatedly line myself with damaged men. That actually was written by a PR person that wrote this, but I have to say this, which is very important for listeners to know. I had a good long spell where I had two very healthy, loving relationships. And this is why I think this is important to mention. Because when I thought I was okay in my thinking mind, that's when I took this 180 pivot onto what I call in my book, Truth to Triumph, the path left of center. That is when all of a sudden I found myself in a highly unconscious relationship, and then one right after that. And those were my two, marriage and divorce experiences, which, my goodness, I always call them buildings. I always say that it took me not one but two tall buildings to fall on my head before I had my awakening. And but in all seriousness, they did wind up being, you know, those amazing life lessons that got me to where I am today. So there was that pause, a good 15 years while I was, you know, working in the entertainment business, where I didn't have bad relationships. I didn't really have many because, well, you might resonate with this, Victor. When you're in the entertainment business, very hard to keep a long-term relationship. And I thought I really nailed it. I had one relationship for 5 years, and then I had another one for 10. They were fine. They just didn't wind up being like that relationship, quote unquote, where, you know, it was going to be something that was going to hook me into marriage and, you know, children, but into like long-term till death do us part. But what, interestingly, the one that I thought, the one that was like really my road back to disaster was the person I agreed to marry. And that, if that's not mind-boggling, I don't know what is. And there goes that mind conditioning. Apparently, I did not heal from what I saw growing up. I did not understand what I went through growing up. I did not learn how to love myself from when I lost that growing up. And at that point, I thought I was doing great. You know, I was an entrepreneur. I was, you know, out there, you know, doing my thing. And all of a sudden, I became just as unconscious as the highly unconscious people that I wound up marrying.
Let me stop you there for a second and ask a question. The term damaged men, and there were also damaged women. How would you define someone who's damaged?
I define it as unconscious. Damaged, again, that was in my press release bio, and it's interesting when people use that word. How I define damaged is frightened. That's how I define damaged. We're all, you know, damaged, you know, in one way or another. And really, that's just really means that we're living in fear. And so damaged to me, men or women or children, are frightened men or women or children.
Frightened, insecure, perhaps not loving themselves based upon their childhood experiences.
Yeah, and all of that comes from fear. Okay, so, you know, everything stems from fear. Every single emotional energy in our, you know, body that touches us in pain, whether it's emotionally, physically, mentally, that all stems from fear. And, you know, all of those emotions from fear are come from abuse, feelings of abuse, disappointment, hurt, guilt, shame, regret, depression, all of that comes. That is a frightened mentality. That is a frightened spirit as well at soul level. That's what needs to be targeted as far as going to the core. I always talk about just going to the root and pulling it out. For me, this meant facing my own pain. And for all of the listeners, that's what it means, facing your own pain. And then transferring that pain. When I say transfer, because we can't ignore or stop or block out pain, we have to transfer it back out to the universe and take in the energy of love. So we kind of transfer that pain into peace. So, you know, I was never really certain, Victor, how to do that effectively years ago. You know, I knew that to dwell on the past and have, you know, regret was certainly not productive. But I also knew that the corrosion there was going to kill me if I didn't remove it. And so I'd love the listeners to know that, you know, it's going to be worth it. Go to the root, pull it out. You know, pain seemed to be the root that I was looking for. And it's definitely, now that I know, over five decades later, that pain is at the root of what we're all looking for, that we've got to pull out. And once you become aware that it's there, then you're able to remove the pain and you know, transplant it with love. Almost instantly, an odd sense of peace will come over you, and you can return home. And again, when I speak of home, I speak of love.
How did you find the power within yourself to become a beacon of light and love for others?
Passion, self-love, enormous amount of acceptance for where I am now, who I am really in this vehicle. You know, this body is just a vehicle. But when we realize that this body is a vehicle that's driven by the heart, then everything that we do, speak, say, want, everything that drives us comes from love and through love and of love. And that's when I realized that I was a light worker, so to speak. I never even knew the term light worker until quite a few years ago, just a few years ago, to be honest with you, Victor. I was told that I was a light worker, and I was like, okay, if that's what you want to label it. Because I'm really all about peeling off the labels. I don't label anything, but that's fine. Yeah, that's when I realized that I truly, truly was here to shine this light, or, you know, be this light for others that can just stamp out the darkness in their world and just remove all of the minutiae in someone's, you know, life situations. Because really, it's not about the life situations.
Now, you could have gone the other way. You could have gone into depression. You could have gone into sadness. You could have gone into addiction. All of the things that people who have had traumatic childhoods and life relationships sometimes fall into. So what made you lift out of it enough to save yourself and become a guide to others?
Great question. My self-inquiry. When I really got down and dirty and decided that I needed to do a self-inquiry of my life, myself, how I was going to become responsible for myself, there was a part in Truth to Triumph where I just wanted to die. And I remember being in the shower on the bottom of the shower floor, just weeping, crying, and just really asking God, you know, if there was a God out there, which I truly did believe that there was a God out there. I just, you know, I wasn't feeling it because I was, you know, so in my mind, all I could see was the life situation I was in as a battered wife. And I just asked for, you know, a disease or cancer just so I could just die. Little did I know, Victor, that I was already spiritually dead. And at that same prayer, I asked God to bring me peace within my walls. Little did I know, Victor, at that time, that the peace that was brought in between my walls was literally the peace in between my walls. My walls, my spiritual walls. And it was 2 days later where I had gotten the final beating of my life. And that intuition innate took over. I picked up the phone and wound up, calling the authorities. He was arrested. I never looked back. But that was what, just that experience alone is what told me, you have to write a book. And you have to tell your stories, not because of the stories, but to shed light on those who are currently in a dark place. You know, Victor, we would not be human if we didn't find ourselves in a dark place at one point or another in our life. So truth to triumph is for everyone, you know, who breathes life. And in fact, if I could just pause for a minute, I'd like to just invite all the listeners, definitely to encourage them all to pick up a copy of Truth to Triumph. And you can get that internationally on Amazon.com. If you're in the U.S., you can also go to my website and get a copy. On my website is probably a great place to go. You can even get to Amazon.com from my website. But my website is my name, LilySanders.live, LilySanders.live. And you can go straight to Amazon.com as well and just punch in Truth to Triumph, Lily Sanders, and it'll pop up. But if you go to my website, please, I encourage everyone, you could pick up a copy of Truth to Triumph. And I also have some really amazing free offer and, of course, ongoing insight. And that free offer is I put together an ebook called Soul Bread, Daily Affirmations That Feed the Soul. And I encourage everyone to pick that up. It's free. I just want everyone to get those affirmations.
And that soul bread is absolutely positively gluten-free, correct?
It is gluten-free, fat-free, yes, cholesterol-free.
My guest is the wonderful Lily Sanders. She's the author of Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. And we'll be back with more of Lily after these words from the Om Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening, Lily Sanders, the author of Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. Lily, you talk about letting go of self-blame in your book. And from personal experience, I know it's one of the hardest things for people to stop blaming themselves, especially when they come from dysfunctional childhood homes where children tend to blame themselves for the things that go wrong with their parents and their family. How did you tackle self-blame? And what would you like to share with others about that?
That's a good question. Self-blame actually stems from non-forgiveness. You know, a lot of our pain and all of these internal struggles that we have come from non-forgiveness, not just toward others, but for oneself, for ourselves. And a huge discovery for me was that me personally, I stored a lot of self-blame and self-judgment for all of the disasters in my life situations. I didn't know why. And it didn't really matter. The only thing that mattered was that I came to a point of realization that there was something inside that needed letting go of. There was that black ball, if you will, of conflict that was just clogging, you know, my right to feel love and be happy, and blaming myself for not having that. So, you know, listeners need to know that not only is it you not loving yourself, but you also feeling that you're not worthy of love. And this is a place, you know, if listening to this show at all, you know, rings a bell or resonates with you or is kind of triggering you, you know, to want more, I seriously encourage you to get on my website and contact me, because this is why I'm here, to help people get out of that. At the time in my life when I was feeling this, this little knocking, you know, that I didn't feel worthy of love and I didn't love myself, was blaming myself. At the time, I might not have known it, but outwardly, I appeared, you know, like everything was fine, but it wasn't. And that was really, again, fear, hiding behind that wall of fear. But when I dug deep and saw my internal dialogue was so negative about myself, I became acutely aware of all of the self-blame that I had been storing up. And so I encourage listeners to actually do the same. Again, it's all about going to that root and pulling it out. And that's, you know, pain is at that root. And we also, if I may, Victor, we also need to guide our children to let go of blame also. Remember, all children really want is love, right? I mean, and all of us as adults, that's all we want is love, for that matter. So we really must teach our children what love is through experience, so that as they grow up in their own little costume, that vehicle that they're driving, that begins to, by the way, wear down as they get older each year. And, you know, get tighter and tighter, if you will, they will be able to recognize the difference between love and fear, reality and illusion. And in that recognition, they'll choose love every single time. And when they are ready, they'll remember where they came from before they even put on this quote unquote costume or stepped into this quote unquote vehicle that they're driving. And in that state of awareness, which of course is presence, then there's this heightened level of consciousness. So your children will have this opportunity, you know, to experience true love and honor for themselves. And let me repeat that, for themselves and then for others. Same with us as adults. You know, we need to go from reality, from fear into reality.
It's like that wonderful song, The Greatest Love of All.
The Greatest Love of All. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting because when we first started in our first segment here, Victor, we talked about Cinderella and those lyrics that was etched in my heart, and people that are listening, you'll understand this, I guess, when you read Truth to Triumph. But just so you know, in Truth to Triumph, I talk about these lyrics that were etched in my heart, right? The story of Cinderella will come true for me and you. Look to the new day and the happiness that's in it. Even if it's raining, don't let your dreams fade, not even for a moment. Now, little did I know that that is what inspired me. My entire life was this little tune from Paul Tripp's Cinderella. Could you imagine that?
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, that's kind of crazy. But what's really crazy is I wasn't, you know, when you think about the story Cinderella, my prince was not a being, another man or a woman or a partner or a boyfriend or girlfriend. That prince that I was longing for was my connection to oneness. That's how deep. I just came to that realization when I was doing an interview with someone else. I said, you know, now that I think about it, the prince was not, you know, it's not a relationship, you know, because like a relationship does not make you happy. It can bring you happiness, but even happiness is impermanent. I'd love viewers to know that too, by the way. We have to practice happiness every single day. And I talk about this in my website as well. But what is permanent, the only thing that is absolute, is love.
Absolutely.
Love is pure. Love is love is our truth. I talk about, I have this e-course that is called The 7 Gateways to Triumph. And it's connected, it underscores the book Truth to Triumph that I wrote. You don't have to read Truth to Triumph to take the e-course. What it does is it kind of underscores, you know, all of the gateways that we can, that we need, you know, use as a tool to triumph in our life. And one of those gateways, the very first gateway, is love. And I talk about that. It's the essence of all consciousness. It's the stimulus for every single thing in life. It is the yeast that develops and gives rise to our daily bread. And by the way, Victor, that bread is also gluten-free.
You know, you talk about the lyrics of that Cinderella being so meaningful to you in terms of your life. And I have a similar situation. In 1970, the Moody Blues came out with an album called Question of Balance. And the title song Question became my personal anthem. And if I can share a little bit of that lyric, it starts out, "Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door with 1,000,000,000 questions about hate and death and war? It's when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need in a world of persecution that is burning in its greed. Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? It's because the truth is hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for." And I heard this expression, the war of love, and I said, what's that about? And then the song goes into a softer refrain where he says, "It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you."
Oh, I love that. And, you know, obviously, I just love that. There were so many inspiring spiritual writers in our time growing up. So many.
Justin,
you know, I can't even wrap my mind around. It's funny when we people of our era, we bring up different artists. I don't see that a lot today. You know, I there's a lot of angst, and by the way, I appreciate all art, but I really appreciate anything that is inspiring and brings everyone to think about and focus on love and truth. You know, quote unquote, truth to triumph. And when I talk about what's true and what's absolute, and people say, "Oh, well, what is your truth?" It's what's pure. It's what's absolute about you. I say this in Truth to Triumph, it is complete in its independence from any experience happening or event. It is what arises in its own space after the exhale of an experience.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we're not our stories.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Not our
stories. There have been many studies about generational trauma that point to the idea that patterns of dysfunction may begin very early on in a family tree and travel upward from one generation to the next. Obviously, when we have kids, we want those patterns to end. What are some of the ways that you teach people to release the past and create a new generational blessing?
Okay, good question. So I am all about breaking the mold for generational blessings. Everyone that knows me, they know this. You go on my website, you'll learn this. It is a parent's responsibility to show children love, honor, respect in all that we do so that we can experience it, they can experience it for themselves in this moment in time and for their tomorrow. If we could do this one by one, we can change lives, Victor. We need to start promoting values as human beings, which can be universal regardless of life situations, regardless of race, religion, belief systems. This is how we can manifest and create generational blessings. You know, we're human beings, you know, whose purpose is always here to love. And that's why we're here, period. Remember, we're not human beings having this spiritual experience, but we're spiritual beings having the human experience. I forget who said that many, many years ago, but spot on, you know, right on with that one. So teach your children love through experience, not language. You know, the quagmire vocabulary is so limiting and imprisoning today that we get like caught up in that mud. When you allow your experience, however, to be your teacher, then you're opening the door to these infinite possibilities of growth. And you and your children are equal souls. Start to look at yourselves at soul level and you're both in this world to expand beyond the vocabulary of self that you were taught. You know, this is all part of the rewiring, Victor. You know, you need to identify with your natural self. Mm. You're not your mother. You're not your father. You're not your past life situation. You're not your bank account. This is huge. This is what I teach people to do. Find your truth, who you are. You are not the label that you think you are. So if there's any listeners here today that have been exposed to violent acts of abuse growing up and you see it today as normal or quote unquote okay, then you will need to rewire. Because listeners, this behavior is not okay. Hitting is a deal breaker. Putting down people, bad, unloving verbiage is not okay. The fact that you experience this in your upbringing does not mean it's acceptable. And, you know, this behavior needs to change. And so the goal for you will be to break that pattern.
And that leads you to your book, which is Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. Her name is Lily Sanders. We'll be back with more of Lily and the Truth to Triumph after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening, Lily Sanders. She's the author of Truth to Triumph, a spiritual guide to finding your truth. Lily, what do we call, you described as a liar on our shoulders. What's the liar on our shoulders?
Oh, yes. That is another powerful chapter in Truth to Triumph. Okay, so the liar on your shoulder is fear. Fear is that little guy on your shoulder that tells you it's much safer to stay here, right where you are, stagnant and on the road headed in the opposite direction as love. And I always tell people, you know that guy, you know, sometimes it's a big guy. You know, he says, you know, things like, don't do it, it's not safe. Or, you know, now look what you've done, what a mess you're in. Or I told you this was going to happen, things like that. And, you know, when we're in this state of fear, we're blocking out love and all of the possibilities of choosing a loving life. I mean, when you think about being, you know, listening to the little liar and telling you that you're safe, I always say that fear will always make you feel like you got to stay here, or you got to do this, or, you know, or don't do that. Stay here where it's safe. But love tells you, you are always safe. So listen to that inner voice and follow that voice of where you feel safe. Not where your mind thinks you're going to be safe. That's fear. But innately where you feel love and safety. And it's always going to bring you back to the core of love. And if you're not there, you are blocking out all the possibilities of choosing a loving life because you're living in fear, you'll see, you as listeners might realize it's debilitating. And what happens is you tend to lose your capability to love. I know, I get it. I understand. I've been there. And I also understand that this is a very dark path to walk. But conversely, if you live in love, and to live in love is to blow that little liar off your shoulder every single time. You know, it allows innate to take over and intuition to steer the wheel. Intuition, not your mind, not the ego, but intuition to steer the wheel. And your intuition will never let you down. Ever, 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 I promise. You know, I'm not suggesting, by the way, that fear doesn't come knocking. Because in fact, it never misses an opportunity. You know, what I'm saying is to blow it off. Don't believe it. Don't let that little liar on your shoulder rob your joy. Remember, fear is only an illusion, right? When we're afraid of something that hasn't happened, you're afraid of something that's an illusion. I mean, that's ridiculous. How could you be afraid of something that's not even going on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I know that forging a new relationship with oneself is one of the things that you teach people how to do, and you have a multifaceted approach. Can you share a little bit about how you can turn someone from self-hating sadness into self-loving?
Yes. I am, in abbreviated version, by beginning to see yourself at soul level. Letting go, I teach people how to let go of that linear concept of thinking and allow the multidimensional concept as your new reality. And when you come into this awareness and see that you are so much more than this vehicle, you know, our bodies that houses the soul, the potential is there to unlock anything and everything your heart desires, because you will be in this harmonious matrimony, if you will, with yourself and your inner child. And this is the relationship that we want to strive for, because it's our divine connection to oneness, to God.
Absolutely. Can people truly forgive their abusers? And if we forgive them, do we also have to like or love them?
Well, that's a great question. Okay. First of all, we have to forgive. We have to forgive everyone, including ourselves, like I said before, because forgiveness, and by the way, that is also one of the seven gateways to triumph, is forgiveness. Forgiving is the first step, people. I want to be very clear. It is the first step for healing in the body, the mind, and the spirit. This is the seven gateway to one of the second gateways to triumph. When we can clearly see a healthy, happy self, and we can vibrate with the frequency of having this as our birthright, then we can heal. And we can only do this when we come to forgiveness. And so when we're forgiving someone who has hurt us, who has abused us, we're actually we're taking our power back. Let me repeat that. Forgiveness is not condoning. Forgiveness is not saying, no, you did the wrong thing. I forgive you. And, you know, let's move on from here. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is taking your power back. Forgiveness is saying, bye-bye, you have zero power over me. Your actions in the past have zero power over me today. You are not who I am. Your actions in the past is not who I am today. You are just an old story. That's forgiveness.
You know, I had a wonderful spiritual teacher whose wife and only child died in the Holocaust. And someone asked him, can you ever forgive Hitler and the Nazis? And he had a very interesting answer. He says, I can't forgive, he says, but I will not hate, he says, because, and he shared something that someone else has once said, hatred is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Yes, I've heard that before. I forget who wrote that. Who said that? I read that before. And yes, but we have to come into forgiveness with it, meaning... I talk about this actually in Truth to Triumph as well. We don't only have to come into forgiveness with ourselves and other people, but we have to come into forgiveness with also nations. And that's any non-forgiveness that we see going on, like the Holocaust, that's one of many, is really still living in the past and not letting go of that old story. I talk about letting go of our stories in Truth to Triumph all of the time. You've got to let go of those stories so you're not trapped in them. If you're still not forgiving the event or that nation, you're still trapped in that story. And what happens is you create your own suffering.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you're really not letting go of what happened in the past.
Exactly.
How did you keep your connection to spirit even in your darkest hours?
Okay. Well, that was by that self-inquiry. That was by really beginning to see myself at soul level. And that is very connected to how I help other people do that, because because of what I experienced and how I overcame is proof that that technique works. And, you know, you can too, your listeners can too. Again, it's letting go of that linear concept of thinking and really allowing multidimensional concept to be a new reality. When we have that complete connection to our inner child, oneness, divine, universe, God, whatever you'd like to call it. I don't care what people call it. I don't care what your doctrine, religion, this is not doctrine. This is about you coming down to the reality and understanding that we're all made up of energy, and everyone, all the listeners have heard this 100 times by now. It's 2018, for goodness sake. We're all connected, right? In this vast, you know, this universal energy field. Well, instead of just thinking that, I want people to start, and instead of believing that, throw out thinking, throw out belief. I want you to feel it, and I want you to live it, so that you become not just awakened, but you become the embodiment of enlightenment by letting that be your path of life. Does that make any sense? It's a little deep.
Yeah, no, it's the visceral experience of acknowledging the connection we have to that source of love.
Yeah, and actually living that. Yeah. So that now, no matter what's going on in your life and what's going on in your mind, now you begin to clear the mind, and now you begin to see this detachment, if you will, from what's going on in your life situations. And you're like, you know what? I'm really okay. I'm I'm really happy just where I am in my heart, where I'm headed. You know, we have to practice, like I said, I think I said this earlier, we have to practice happiness. Mm-hmm. Happiness is, we need to practice this mindfully. And that means by, you know, changing our reframing or changing our mindset, but also our heart set. Tomorrow is only made up of one substance, the present moment. I'm going to repeat that. Tomorrow is made up of one substance, the present moment. What do I mean by that? That means that if you're managing everything the best way that you can today, and doing the best that you can today for a happier tomorrow, so that there's love, understanding, happiness in your present moment today, then trust me, you will have love, understanding, and happiness in your tomorrow. Don't seek happiness and fulfillment in the world of form, because it's not there. It's all impermanent. Even happiness, like I said before, is impermanent. That's why we need to practice happiness every moment of the day. Happiness is in the here and in the now. And there are enough conditions, you know, for happiness to be found in this here and now, in your here and now. I promise. We have a divine appointment to enter the here and now. And the question is, are you ready? When we miss that divine appointment, we miss life.
Absolutely. My guest, the wonderful Lily Sanders, author of Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. Lily, please tell our listeners one more time where they can get your book and find out more about you and your work.
Okay, great. Get my book, Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth, at Amazon.com. It's available internationally. So if you're someone that's into a Nook book, you can get it at BarnesandNoble.com. You know, whatever works, you can get paperback and you can get a ebook. So, and also I want all of you listeners, get on my website, LilySanders.live, and you can contact me there. I'm booking speaking engagements currently, so go on my media page, LilySanders.live/media, and contact me there as well. And I just love you all, and I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Lily, thank you so much for joining us. This was a wonderful conversation, and I think your message is so important for so many today.
Thank you, Victor. It was really, really amazing.
And thank you all for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.